Oh, the raft! He's wrapped it over the top, and it's gone miles back!
What are we witnessing? Last year, it was the water switch here. This year, it's the ramp. It's the ramp for six.
One of my absolute favourite players to watch, Tillakaratne Dilshan, an innovator in so many ways, particularly with the white ball, a star of Sri Lankan cricket, and for Victorian cricket fans, a real treat. He turned out for Casey South Melbourne on the weekend in Victorian Premier Cricket. If you've got nothing on next Saturday, my advice is find out where the great man is playing and go and have a look. We are delighted to welcome him to the show this morning. Tillakaratne, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning for everyone.
How did this all come about? How have you ended up playing at Casey South Melbourne? I'm fascinated to know here.
Yeah, the thing is, I came to Victoria 2 years ago with my family. I'm really settling here. Kids are enjoying. But I don't want to play any cricket after retire 2016. But I got an opportunity. I had a chat with the president of the Casey South Melbourne Club. And he wanted to share my experience with their youngsters. And Victorian youngsters who say, whatever I learned from the international career 2 decades. Why not, if I can help young cricketers to come up and play good cricket later on, I can share my experience. I grabbed that opportunity, and first match, yes, I delivered, and with the youngsters, first time KC South Melbourne beat Dandelion. Yeah. It's a great news for the club. Everyone happy. I'm looking forward to give my experience with youngsters.
Well, the question on everyone's lips is, how did you perform? I mean, you're the big recruit. You've come in out of absolutely nowhere. What was your form like?
That's a good question. Everyone asked when I went to the club Thursday, two days before the game. I didn't, after 2016, and I retired international cricket, I didn't play any first-class cricket, but I played some Masters T20 last year in Mumbai. After that, 1 year, I didn't even touch the bat, but I did coaching for the young few kids. But after few balls in hit the Thursday net, I feel that I can go whatever. I can't give whatever I last 10 years I did for cricket, but I feel now I am almost there now. 75% I did with first game. I'm really happy.
So, are you now living in Victoria, is that right? You and your family, you've settled here in Victoria?
Yes. A nice place in called Baconfield. I'm really enjoying with my kids and my family here.
It's a very nice part of the world. Now, tell us about, I mean, you've had a chance now a couple of years out of the game to reflect on your own career, particularly opening the batting against the white ball. You, in many ways, you changed the thought process. You bought the deal scoop in and you really took on the bowling attack in the first 15 overs. Was it always something for you that was natural to open and be attacking like you were?
Yes. Thing is, everyone know when I come to the international career, I bat number 6-7. I batted 1999 to 2008, almost 9 to 10 years, but low order. But I feel I can do better than this. I can remember 2008, early 8, from the side I'm dropped at the South Australian tour that time. I straight away had a chat with that time the Mahela is the captain. Mm-hmm. I said, Mahela, from now, you don't pick me as a middle order. If you want to play as a team member, I want to open. Smiley said, okay, go back to the domestic season. Try, and if we suit, we'll look forward. Then first game, I got 195 against one of the top team in Sri Lanka Colts. Then that tournament during the we championed the tournament, and every game is finished before 35 overs. I finish every game very quick. Then after that they picked to side the test side. I scored double 100, the 200 both innings in Bangladesh. I tell you, when I got that opportunity to open, then next tour to Pakistan, I am the third opener. I didn't have a chance to play. Then just before the match, one opener, broken finger, then I got the opportunity to play first game in Pakistan. first series, I got the man of the series, 2008. From there, until retire, I didn't give my opening spot to anyone. I performed from 2008 to 2017, nonstop, almost 9,000 to 10,000 runs.
Wow. It's not a bad story, is it? So from a man that's invented some shots, what do you think of the modern player that seem to be doing almost whatever they want, the way that they face up, the way that they walk across their stumps and the reverse sweep? When you see this innovation in the game, and particularly the short format, what do you see? What do you like about it?
I think it's really good. Thing is, there's a shorter format after T20 came to the, and especially and now T10 is coming up very strongly. I think it's people, players should try to do different things. I start playing, before I start everyone playing paddle sweep and reverse sweep. I thought I want to develop a little bit if I can play top of the wicket keeper. Might be as no fielders can't put there, only 11 fielders. Wicket keeper sometimes come to the behind the stump. Then we can't use the feet. If we play dill scoop, but very difficult to the bowler and the wicket keeper as well and set the field. When I'm playing during the IPL, I feel like this is a good invite into the another shot to the cricket book. I practice more than two to three months with the tennis ball before I come to the 2009 World Cup. And really, success. And now is everyone is trying to do different things. That's a good. They're challenging themselves. I think really good for the, especially for the short format. And other thing is fans are really enjoying it. Exactly, people are doing reverse sweep, dill scoop, switch eight, paddle. I think it's. I think especially rather than cricketers, more fans are enjoying. That's really good for the cricket. Fans are involved more.
Just before we let you go, I'd love to get your thoughts on where Sri Lankan cricket is at right now. You played in so many good teams with amazing players, including yourself, obviously. How do you see the national team at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, we are in a very bad situation. We are not performing well after big three names. I retired myself, Mahela Sangha. Then from there, so no one take that place. That's, I think, we have a big issue. We have a young talented, but I feel in modern cricket, some youngsters not taking serious. That's the main issue. When we are playing, we take serious. We have a pride to play the country. But a little bit the gap is a little bit moving. They are relaxing more. Sad to say is they are not doing well. But I, as a ex-Sri Lankan captain, we have a good of youngsters. If they go in the right way, we can come up with very soon as a good team. But the past last 10 years, we produced to international. But same thing, I feel these youngsters take seriously. We can come forward very soon.
Tillakaratne, thank you so much for joining us today. We're delighted that you're playing Premier Cricket this year. It's such a huge treat for Victorian cricket fans that are going to be able to watch you across the summer. We wish you all the best and may your form continue. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me this morning. Good luck, everyone.
You too.
Tillakaratne Dilshan joining us, a star of Sri Lankan cricket. Imagine, 53 off 42 on the weekend.
Imagine being Dandenong, you're rolling out against a team that you rarely lose to on the weekend and you're about to walk out and think, yeah, hang on a second. I've seen this guy before. Yep. I know who this is. Oh, it's that international guy from Sri Lanka that they've just brought in that invented the scoop shot or the... Oh, that's right. How's this going to go today?
Well, they played Dandenong, and off the top of my head, I reckon last game that one of their opening bowlers, James Nanopoulos, I reckon he took 8 or 9 for in the last game.
Mm.
So he's gone from taking 8 for in one game to bowling to Tillakaratne Dilshan in the next.
Hang on a moment. Yeah. This is not within the rules and regulations. Surely you can't bring in an international player to Casey.
They've got a good team, Casey, and they've just got a whole lot better.
It's a great endorsement as well for the game if you're able to get someone like that into your competition. Whether I don't know what the crowd was like. You've said, hey.
It was good.
Yeah, you've just said, hey, find out where they're playing next. It's worth going to have a look. What was the score? 53
or 42.
That's not bad.
Yeah, something tells me that at least one more time, in fact, more than once, he's going to have a big summer, I reckon. He's going to get some flat Premier wickets and he's going to bully some teams. He was our feature guest this morning, Tillakaratne Dilshan, for Scott Pack, finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au. Next up on Wildcard Weekend is the Saints and the Bears in the NFL. That game will start in around 25 minutes from now.